All right, so let's dive into FHA loans,
Okay.
specifically those employment requirements that you hear so much about.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Especially, I think, for first-time home buyers,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely.
They're considering FHA loans, and it's like, okay, what do I have to do with my job to
Yeah.
make sure I can actually get this loan? So,
And it's not just about having a job, it's about showing that you're stable
right.
and reliable and that you can actually keep up with those mortgage payments.
Got it. So it's like proving that consistency
Yeah.
makes sense.
It's really all about, lenders taking a risk
Right.
when they give you money for a loan.
Of course, yeah.
And so they want to make sure that you're a safe bet.
Right. And the source material that we have today talks about this magic 2 years.
Yes.
What is it about that time frame?
Well, 2 years of consistent employment, that's a really strong indicator
Okay.
of stability.
Okay.
If you can hold down a job for at least 2 years, it really shows
Yeah.
that you're reliable.
But now I'm thinking, what about people who've changed jobs within the same field?
Right.
Maybe they got a promotion or a better salary.
Right.
Does that automatically make them unstable?
Not at all. No. In
Yeah.
fact, an upward career trajectory is a good thing.
Okay.
That shows ambition and the potential to make even more money in the future.
Right. So that would probably help you out.
Absolutely. The
Okay.
key is to document it clearly
Okay,
so
yeah.
that lender see it's a natural progression and not just job hopping.
So it's like having that clear story of your career past.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what documents are we talking about?
The big three,
Okay.
W-2s, pay stubs, and tax returns.
Okay, those are the basics.
Yes.
But what about people with variable income,
Okay.
like commission or bonuses?
Yeah.
How do they prove that they're making money?
Well, it can be a bit trickier, but it's definitely doable.
Okay.
With variable income, the goal is still to demonstrate a pattern of earnings.
Okay.
So lenders will look at your income over the past 2 years, looking for consistency and predictability.
So if your commission or bonuses have been steady over those 2 years,
Exactly.
you can still qualify.
So even if those paychecks aren't identical every month, you can still show that steady income.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Now, let's say someone made a big career change, right?
Okay.
Like they went from accounting to running their own bakery or something.
Sure.
How do you explain that on an FHA loan application?
Well, transparency is key.
Okay.
You want to give a detailed explanation of why you made that career change,
Okay.
highlight any skills or experience that transfer over,
Got it.
and show how this new career is a stable, long-term move.
So don't be afraid to tell your story.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Be authentic.
Got it. Speaking of different stories, let's talk about self-employed borrowers.
Okay.
Those are different.
Yes, they face some unique challenges.
Right.
For starters, lenders usually want to see at least 2 years of tax returns
Okay.
so they can assess the profitability of your business
Got it.
and see how your income has been trending over time.
And I'm guessing declining income would be a red flag.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Lenders are looking for consistent or even increasing income.
Right.
It shows that your business is doing well and that
Okay.
you can handle a mortgage.
Okay, so we've covered kind of the ideal scenarios,
Yes.
but life happens.
Right.
What about employment gaps?
Sure.
Are those like a deal breaker for FHA loans?
Not at all.
No.
They're more common than you might think.
Right.
What matters is how you explain them.
Okay.
So whether you are raising a family or going back to school or dealing with a medical issue, just be honest and provide documentation.
So it's all about context.
Yeah.
You can't just like leave a blank space and hope for the best.
Right.
What kind of documentation would you recommend for employment gaps?
Well, a written explanation is a great start.
Okay.
Explain the reasons for the gap and emphasize that it was temporary,
Okay.
and then back it up with supporting documents. Like if it was medical leave, maybe a doctor's note,
Right.
or if you were in school, maybe school transcripts.
Okay. And how long after an employment gap
Okay.
do you have to be back at work to reassure lenders?
That's a good question. Usually about 6 months
Okay.
of solid employment. After a gap shows that you're back on track.
Got it.
You're stable, and lenders tend to feel more comfortable.
Makes sense. So it's
Yeah.
not just about the gap itself, it's about what you do after the gap to
Absolutely.
show that you're back in the game.
It's all about showing that you can manage your finances responsibly, even through tough times.
Okay, that makes sense. So we've talked about the standard 2-year benchmark, but there are a lot of unique situations out there,
Right.
like people who don't have traditional work arrangements.
Right.
So, like seasonal workers,
Yes.
active military
Yeah.
contract employees.
Those are all great examples, and lenders are aware that not everyone works a typical 9-to-5 job.
Right.
So for seasonal workers, it's about showing consistent earnings over time. Even with those fluctuations in their schedule.
Got it.
Military personnel, they might need to provide additional documentation.
Okay.
Like deployment orders.
Okay, to show that their employment is stable.
Exactly.
What about people who work on contracts? They might jump from project to project.
Right.
How do they show that their income is consistent enough?
Well, they can use a history of their contracts, invoices, and tax returns to demonstrate a steady stream of income.
Got it. So no matter what your work situation is, it's all about painting that clear picture.
Yes.
Of income stability.
Absolutely.
So for anyone prepping for an FHA loan application, what's like the golden rule?
If you can avoid changing jobs during the application process,
okay.
Lenders really value stability.
Oh, right.
And a job change can make them question that.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oh.
What else can people do to make sure that their employment history looks good?
Clarity is your best friend.
Okay.
Keep your documentation organized and easy to understand.
So no, like, big piles of messy paperwork.
Okay.
Okay, that makes sense. What about people who have maybe a few bumps in their employment history?
Okay.
Should they try to hide those?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Honesty is always the best policy.
Okay.
If there were any gaps or unusual circumstances, address them head on.
Got it.
Explain what happened.
Be upfront.
Yes, transparency is key.
Got it. And if you're feeling a little lost, don't hesitate to seek expert guidance.
Yes, a good mortgage broker can be incredibly helpful.
Okay, we'll talk more about the benefits of working with a mortgage broker later.
Sounds good.
But for now, let's move on to another crucial part of the FHA loan process, pre-approval.
Okay.
This is a big one, especially for first-time homebuyers.
Absolutely. Pre-approval gives you a sneak peek at what you can realistically afford.
It's like setting your budget before you even start house hunting.
Exactly.
And it can save you a lot of heartbreak.
Yes. No more falling in love with homes that are way out of reach.
Exactly. And pre-approval doesn't just help you.
Right.
It also shows sellers that you're serious.
Absolutely. It's like a stamp of approval from the financial world.
Right. You're a qualified buyer.
Exactly.
Especially in a competitive market, that must give you an edge.
It really does. In a multiple offer situation, a pre-approval letter can be the deciding factor.
Wow. Okay. I'm sold on the benefits.
Great.
But what goes into getting pre-approved? What are they actually looking at?
Well, they're going to take a close look at your credit history.
Yeah.
Your income and your overall financial health.
So it's like a financial checkup.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, and we've talked a lot about employment history.
Right.
But it sounds like pre-approval takes a much wider view.
It does.
He's looking at the whole financial picture.
Yes.
Is there anything else that might surprise people about what lenders consider during pre-approval?
One thing that often surprises people is that they'll scrutinize your bank statements.
Really?
Yeah, they're looking for any large or unusual deposits that can't be easily explained.
Interesting.
They want to make sure that your down payment funds come from legitimate sources.
So no sudden influx of cash from a mysterious relative.
Right, exactly. Transparency is crucial throughout the whole loan process.
Got it. So the more organized and upfront you are,
yes,
the smoother it'll be.
Absolutely.
Okay, so pre-approval is a smart move.
Definitely.
Where do you even begin?
Well, a knowledgeable mortgage broker can really help you out here.
Yeah.
They can guide you through the entire process.
Got it.
Help you gather the necessary documents.
Okay.
And explain all the different loan options available to you.
Speaking of which, our friends at AmericanMultiLenders.com.
Yes.
They are experts in this.
They are. They can answer all your questions, address any concerns.
Right.
And really help you put your best financial foot forward.
And getting pre-approved with them is completely free.
It is.
So it's a no-risk way to get a clear picture of your budget.
Exactly.
And boost those chances of securing your dream home.
It's a simple step that can make a world of difference.
Now let's circle back to those employment requirements for a second. We've talked about that ideal 2-year work history.
Right.
But what about someone who's just starting out?
Sure.
Maybe they just graduated college. They got a great job.
Yeah.
But they don't have a ton of experience.
Right.
Are they automatically out of luck?
Not at all. Remember, lenders are looking for potential and stability,
okay,
not just longevity.
Right.
So a recent graduate with a solid job in a promising field, they can still be a strong candidate.
Okay. So even if your work history is a little shorter, it's not a deal breaker.
Exactly.
It's all about showing that you can earn a consistent income.
Right.
And be responsible with your finances.
Exactly.
And this seems like another area where a mortgage broker could be really helpful.
Absolutely. They can help you tell your financial story in a way that highlights your strengths.
Got it.
Even if you don't have years of experience.
So new grads out there, don't be discouraged.
No.
If you don't have a long work history.
Right.
There are still options available to you.
Absolutely. FHA loans are designed to be accessible.
Right. Lenders are willing to work with a variety of situations.
Right.
The key is to showcase your financial responsibility.
Okay.
And your potential for future earnings.
And this all ties back to being transparent and communicating clearly.
Yes.
If you have any unique circumstances.
Right.
Either it's a short work history, a gap in employment, a career change, whatever it is.
Right.
Be upfront with your lender.
Absolutely. Honesty is always the best policy.
Okay.
Trying to hide information is just going to create distrust.
Right.
And it could hurt your chances of approval.
And a mortgage broker can help you tell your story.
Exactly.
In a way that's both honest and compelling.
Yes.
So embrace your financial journey. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to share it.
Right.
Now, we've covered employment history and pre-approval.
Yes.
Let's move on to another major factor that lenders consider.
Okay.
Your credit history.
This is where your credit score comes into play.
Right. And those three digits can be a little mysterious.
It can be, but they're important.
Lenders use them to assess how responsible you are with your finances.
So what kind of credit score are we aiming for here?
Well, there's no magic number that guarantees approval.
Right.
But a score of 580 or higher is generally a good target for an FHA loan.
Okay, so 580 is the number to keep in mind.
Yeah.
But what if someone's score is a little lower than that?
It's not necessarily a deal breaker.
Okay.
FHA loans are designed to be more flexible than conventional loans.
Right.
So there is some wiggle room.
Okay.
Borrowers with scores between 500 and 579 might still qualify.
Okay.
But they'll likely need a larger down payment.
Got it. So there's still hope.
Yes.
Even if your credit isn't perfect.
Absolutely.
But those credit reports, they can be confusing.
They can be.
What are lenders really looking at when they assess your credit?
They're looking for patterns of responsible credit management.
Okay.
They want to see that you pay your bills on time, that you keep your credit card balances low,
right,
and that you avoid taking on too much debt.
So it's not just about the score itself. It's about the behavior behind it.
Absolutely.
Like, a few late payments might not be a big deal,
right,
if your overall history shows responsible credit use.
Lenders are looking for consistency and responsible habits.
Got it.
A long history of on-time payments and a low debt-to-income ratio, that can go a long way,
right,
even if you've had a few bumps in the road.
This seems like another area where a mortgage broker could be really valuable.
Absolutely. They can help you understand your credit report.
Right.
And they can help you address any red flags.
Got it.
Before you even apply for a loan.
So they're like a financial translator.
Yes. They can help you make sense of your credit report.
Mm-hmm.
And they can help you develop a strategy to improve your score if you need to.
Okay. So if you're feeling lost in the credit score world.
Right.
Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Absolutely.
Okay. And again, AmericanMultiLenders.com.
Yes.
They can help with all of this.
They're a fantastic resource for anyone looking to navigate the FHA loan process. They can answer your questions about credit, employment requirements, pre-approval, everything.
And they can help you get pre-approved, which we talked about earlier.
Yes.
Could be a real game changer.
It can.
And remember, it's free.
It is.
So it's a no-risk way to get started.
Exactly.
All right. Well, it seems like we've reached the end of our deep dive into FHA loan requirements.
Yes, we have.
We covered a lot of ground.
We did.
From employment history to pre-approval to credit scores.
A lot of information.
Hopefully you're feeling more informed and ready to take that next step.
Yes. Knowledge is power.
Exactly.
When it comes to getting a mortgage.
Until next time, happy house hunting.
Happy house hunting. So before the break, we were talking about pre-approval.
Right.
And how it can really help you.
Yeah. It's like getting a sneak peek at what you can actually afford.
Yeah, exactly. It gives you a clear idea of how much money a lender's willing to give you.
Okay.
Based on things like your income, your credit history, and your debts.
So you can kind of set your budget before you even start looking.
Exactly. You don't want to waste time looking at houses that are out of your price range.
Right. Or falling in love with a house that you can't afford.
Exactly.
So it saves you a lot of heartache down the line.
And it also signals to sellers that you're a serious buyer.
Oh, because they take you more seriously.
Yeah, they know you're qualified.
Got it.
That you've already been vetted by a lender.
So it's like having that stamp of approval.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense, especially in a competitive market.
Yeah, in a multiple offer situation.
Right.
A pre-approval letter can really make you stand out.
Okay. I'm convinced what goes into getting pre-approved then.
Well, lenders are going to look at your credit history, your income.
Okay.
And your overall financial health.
So they're going to want to see responsible credit card use.
Yes.
A manageable debt-to-income ratio. Mm-hmm. And enough savings for a down payment and closing costs.
Exactly.
So it's like a pretty comprehensive financial checkup. And we talked a lot about employment history.
Right.
But it sounds like pre-approval takes a much wider view.
It does. It looks at the whole picture.
Okay. So is there anything else that might surprise people about what lenders look at during pre-approval?
One thing that often catches people off guard is that they scrutinize your bank statements.
Really?
Yeah. They're looking for large or unusual deposits that can't be easily explained.
Huh.
You don't want to make sure that your down payment money comes from a legitimate source.
So no sudden windfall from a long-lost uncle.
Right. Exactly. Transparency is key.
So the more upfront you are about your finances,
yes,
the smoother the process will be.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we've established pre-approval is a good thing.
Definitely.
Where do you even begin?
A good mortgage broker can be incredibly helpful. They can walk you through the whole pre-approval process.
Okay.
Help you gather all the documents you need.
Right.
And explain the different loan options.
And speaking of mortgage brokers, our friends at AmericanMultiLenders.com, they are experts at this.
They can answer any questions you have, address any concerns, mm-hmm. and really help you make sure you're putting your best foot forward.
And I love that getting pre-approved with them is free.
It is.
So it's a no-risk way to figure out your budget.
Exactly. And it really increases your chances of getting that dream home.
Okay, so let's go back to those employment requirements for a minute.
Okay.
We've talked about that ideal 2-year work history. Mm-hmm. But what about someone who's early in their career?
Sure.
Like maybe they just graduated from college.
Okay.
They have a great job, good potential.
Yeah.
But not a ton of experience.
Right.
Are they just out of luck?
Not at all. No. Remember, lenders are looking for potential and stability.
Okay.
Not just how long you've been working.
Got it.
So even a recent grad with a solid job in a promising field, they can still be a great candidate for an FHA loan.
Okay. So even if your work history is on the shorter side,
right,
it's not necessarily a deal breaker. You just have to show that you can make money.
Yeah.
Consistently. And manage your finances responsibly.
Exactly.
And it seems like this is another area where a mortgage broker could really help.
Absolutely. They can help you present your financial story.
Right.
In a way that really highlights your strengths.
Got it.
Even if you don't have years and years of experience.
So to all the new grads listening, don't worry.
Don't be discouraged.
About that limited work history.
There are still options out there.
Okay, that's good to hear.
FHA loans are designed to be accessible.
Right.
And lenders are willing to consider all sorts of situations.
So the key is to just show that you're responsible.
Yes.
And that you have the potential to earn a good income.
Exactly.
And this all comes back to that idea of being transparent and communicating openly with your lender.
Absolutely.
So if there are any unique circumstances,
right,
like a short work history, a gap in employment, a career change,
yeah,
whatever it is, be upfront about it.
Honesty is always the best policy. Trying to hide information will only make things worse.
Right, because it creates distrust.
Exactly.
Okay, so don't be afraid to share your story.
Yes.
And a good mortgage broker can help you tell that story.
Absolutely.
In a way that makes sense to lenders.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about employment history. We've talked about pre-approval.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's move on to another big factor that lenders consider.
Okay.
Your credit history.
Yes, the dreaded credit score.
Right, those three little digits.
They can be confusing.
They can be, but they're really important.
Yes, they are. Lenders use them to figure out how responsible you are with money.
Okay, so is there like a magic number for a good credit score?
Well, there isn't one specific number that guarantees you'll get approved.
Right.
But generally a score of 580 or higher is a good target for an FHA loan.
Okay, so 580, that's the number to keep in mind.
Yes.
But what if your score's a little lower than that?
Well, it's not necessarily a deal breaker.
Okay, okay.
FHA loans are designed to be more flexible than conventional loans, so there's a bit more wiggle room.
Okay.
You might still qualify with a score between 500 and 579.
Okay.
But you'll probably need a bigger down payment.
Okay, so there's still hope.
Absolutely.
Even if your credit score isn't perfect.
Don't worry.
But credit reports, man, they're confusing.
They can be.
What are they actually looking at?
Well, they're looking for patterns of responsible credit management.
Okay, what does that mean?
So they want to see that you pay your bills on time.
Okay.
That you keep your credit card balances low.
Right.
And that you don't have a ton of debt.
So it's not just about the score.
Exactly.
It's about the behavior that led to that score.
Right. Like if you had a few late payments a while ago, but your overall history is good, you're probably fine.
Okay. So lenders are looking for consistency.
Yes.
And good financial habits.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you have a long history of paying your bills on time and you keep your debt low, that's what matters most.
And this sounds like another area where a mortgage broker could come in handy.
It is. They can really help you understand your credit report.
Okay.
And if there are any issues, they can help you fix them.
Got it.
Before you even apply for a loan.
So they're like a credit whisperer.
Yeah, kind of. They can help you talk to the lenders.
Okay, so if you're feeling a little lost in the credit score world, don't hesitate to ask for help.
Definitely not.
Okay, and again, AmericanMultiLenders.com.
Yes, they're a great resource.
They can help with this.
They can answer your questions about credit.
Right.
About employment requirements, about pre-approval.
Great.
Anything you need.
And they can help you get pre-approved.
Exactly, which is so important.
Which, as we talk about, can be a real game changer.
It can.
And it's free.
It is.
So why not do it?
Exactly. It's a no-brainer.
Okay, so we've covered employment history pre-approval.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about credit scores.
Okay.
We'll dive into all the details about what lenders are looking for after a quick break. Okay, so we're back and ready to dig into credit scores.
Yes, credit scores.
Sometimes they can feel like a bit of a mystery.
They can be a little confusing.
But they're super important when you're trying to buy a home.
Absolutely. Lenders use them to see how you handle money.
Right, so they're looking at your past to get a glimpse into your future.
Exactly. They want to see how you've managed credit before.
Right, to get an idea of how you'll handle a mortgage.
Exactly.
Makes sense. So what kind of score should we be aiming for? Is there like a magic number?
Well, there's no one specific number that guarantees approval.
Okay.
But a good rule of thumb is 580 or higher for an FHA loan.
Okay, 580. Got it.
Yeah, that shows lenders that you're responsible with your finances.
Right, you can handle credit. But what if your score is a little lower than that, say, like 570?
It's not necessarily a deal breaker.
Okay, yeah.
FHA loans are more flexible than conventional loans.
Okay.
So there is some flexibility.
Okay.
You might still qualify with a score between 500 and 579, but you might need a bigger down payment.
Got it. So there's still hope.
Yes, absolutely.
Even if your score isn't perfect.
Don't worry.
Okay, that's good to hear. But those credit reports, man, they can be so confusing.
They can be. Yeah.
What are they really looking for when they assess your credit?
They're looking for patterns of responsible credit management.
Okay, so what does that mean exactly?
Well, they want to see that you pay your bills on time.
Okay, makes sense.
That you keep your credit card balances low.
Right, so not maxing them out.
Exactly.
Oh.
And that you don't have a lot of debt.
So it's not just about the score itself.
No, it's about the behavior behind it.
Got it. So a few late payments years ago might not be a big deal.
Right, as long as your overall history is good.
Okay, so they're looking for consistency.
Yes, consistent, responsible behavior.
And good financial habits.
Exactly. Things like paying your bills on time and keeping your debt low.
That makes sense. So a mortgage broker could really help in this area too, right?
Absolutely. They can help you understand your credit report and what it all means.
Right, and help you address any issues.
Exactly.
Before you even apply.
Yes, they can be really valuable.
So if you're feeling a little lost when it comes to credit scores, don't be afraid to ask for help.
Definitely not a good mortgage broker can make all the difference.
Right. And of course, AmericanMultiLenders.com.
Yes, they're a great resource for all things FHA loans.
They can help you with all of this credit stuff.
Absolutely. They can answer your questions.
Right.
Explain everything clearly.
And help you get pre-approved.
Exactly.
Which we talked about earlier.
Yes, pre-approval is so important.
It can really give you a leg up.
It can.
And it's free.
Free and easy.
So no reason not to do it.
Exactly.
It seems like we've reached the end of our deep dive on FHA loan requirements.
We have covered a lot of ground.
We did.
From employment history to pre-approval to credit scores.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. But hopefully you're feeling more informed and empowered.
Yes, definitely.
Ready to take that next step towards buying a home.
That's the goal. And remember, knowledge is power.
Absolutely. The more you know,
the better equipped you are to make those important financial decisions.
Exactly. So keep learning, keep asking questions.
Yes, and don't be afraid to reach out for help when you need it.
There are people out there who want to help you succeed.
Until next time, happy house hunting, everyone.
Happy house hunting, everyone.
Happy house hunting.